And now time to talk fantasy football, because over 42 million Americans play it. You're all ready for tomorrow night with the season opener. Michael Fabiano, the Hall of Famer with the NFL Network, joins us here. All right, I got to run through my team real quick. It happened last night. I was in and out on the draft. I might fire my general manager. My running backs are AP, Charles Sims, Trey Mason, Lamar Miller. Am I in bad shape, good shape?
You're not in bad shape. I was worried after you had not mentioned Lamar Miller until the fourth running back, so he's a good two. Peterson in there at a one. I think you lack a little bit of depth at the position past those two players, but keep tabs on the waiver wire, my friend, because you never know what might pop up, another Justin Forsett, C.J. Anderson situation for 2015.
My quarterbacks are Palmer and Romo. I'm in good shape, right?
I like that. Romo is a guy who is undervalued in fantasy, and I think Palmer could have a good year. Remember, last year he was averaging 17 fantasy points a game before he went down with that knee injury. That is a very good average from a quarterback who is not thought of among the top 10 or 15 players at his fantasy position.
Okay, I'm really worried about wide receiver. He took Randall Cobb, Edelman, Colston, Greg Olsen. I think I want to fire him over these picks. I mean, I'm just not happy.
Olsen's a good pick at tight end. The wide receiver, yeah, you're a little weak there after you get past your first couple of guys. I mean, I like Cobb. It's hard not to like Cobb, especially with Jordy Nelson out for the year. But Colston as your three?
It's a reach. Not good?
That is problematic, my friend.
Yeah, he's going to get fired. So my team's going to be all right. Let me shoot some questions at you out of the mailbag. Steven Kingman, Alshon Jeffrey update for Michael.
Well, I think you're probably going to be looking at him being a game-time decision up until Sunday, but I would certainly have an alternative ready. Maybe pick up Eddie Royal. He's a little bit banged up too, but it looks like he's going to be able to go. So make sure you have an alternative, because if Alshon Jeffrey can't play, Eddie Royal is going to see a lot of targets in that game. So, and I think the Bears are going to be playing from behind.
Michael Fabiano, the Hall of Famer with us from the NFL Network, joins us here on Sports 360 AZ. Sam and Gilbert, Todd Gurley status update.
Todd Gurley is not going to be playing this week, and Ian Rappaport, our NFL media insider, is suggesting that he could be out for the first 3 or 4 weeks, which means you might not see him until the beginning of October, at some point in early October. Sit on him, stash him, because once he comes back, I would guess that the Rams are going to utilize him quite a bit. They took him pretty highly in the first round of the 2015 NFL draft, and they didn't take him highly to keep him on the sidelines.
Steven Kingman, Randall Cobb update, and what are your thoughts on John Brown this year?
Well, Cobb looks like he's going to be a go. Again, keep tabs on him right up until game time, but from what I've heard, he should be available. And John Brown is my favorite Cardinals wide receiver, and I have not been able to get him in any leagues because it's a hype machine with this kid. Fitzgerald, he's not even being drafted in some leagues, which is amazing. I'd still take him.
Really?
Late. Wow. Yeah, there are some leagues out there where Larry Fitz is not being drafted. People are that down on him. But John Brown is the first Cardinals wide receiver I would draft. He's got a great connection going on there with Carson Palmer. He could be like a DeSean Jackson type from a statistical perspective, where he's not going to catch 80 balls,
right,
but he could catch 60 and give you 900 to 1,000 yards and 6 to 8 touchdowns because he is so good in the vertical passing game. And I think that's going to be where he's going to hit a lot of home runs. He's got a good rapport with Palmer.
Andre Ellington, since we're talking Cardinals here for a minute, he's being drafted all over the place, but has his stock dropped a little bit given the offensive line issues over here?
It has, and the addition of Chris Johnson too, although that's not a huge hindrance on his value. To be honest with you, I think it's more about his durability than anything else. Because Bruce Arians has always liked to utilize one back.
Right.
And Ellington, when he played last year before he was hurt, he was averaging over 20 touches a game, and that's what you want to hear if you're a fantasy owner of Ellington. So Chris Johnson listed second on the depth chart, David Johnson is third. Ellington has been coming off the board, fourth, fifth, sixth round for me, low RB2, high flex starter type. Really good matchup this week, though, against New Orleans, so I think he's a very startable asset.
All right, matchups you hate this week. Guys, you're just saying, man, if you're starting him, you're asking for trouble. Just a couple of them.
You want a unbelievable stat on Jay Cutler? I mean, the Green Bay Packers are his kryptonite. 11 career games against Green Bay, 14 touchdowns, 23 giveaways. He's thrown for over 280 yards just once. And has 7 touchdowns in his last 5 games against the Packers overall. That is not good. If you don't have quarterback depth, I think you can play the matchups, but Cam Newton is someone that worries me a little bit this week. If you look at the Jaguars and what they did against quarterbacks on their home field last year, they were tough. I mean, they were really tough. This is a team that surrendered one or fewer touchdown passes in 6 of their 8 home games last year. So Cam, without Kelvin Benjamin, to me, is a bit of a concern. Frank Gore is another player that a lot of people probably have to start, but keep in mind that he's playing against arguably the best run defense in the National Football League. They gave up just 3 rushing scores on their home field last year. Melvin Gordon has me a little worried as well against the Lions, although Ndamukong Suh is not there. They should still be pretty stout against the run, and Gordon did not really impress too many people in the preseason. So I'm a little concerned about him as well. If you move on to the wide receiver position quick, Brandon Marshall, anytime a wide receiver who isn't elite is going up against Joe Hayden, that will concern me. And Marshall is no longer catching passes from Jay Cutler. That concerns me. Sammy Watkins is dealing with a little bit of an injury and a tough matchup against the Colts, so I'd be a little concerned about him as well. Same thing goes with Vincent Jackson in terms of a matchup against the Titans. They allowed just 1 touchdown catch in 6 of 8 road games last year. I don't know where these stats come from, but they're great.
No, you're all over it. You're ready. You're ready to go. Good luck.
You know what? You never know what you can find when you dig through these stat piles enough. It's amazing. It's a lot of fun to actually find these things. Some of them are very, very eye-opening.
Have a good weekend, Michael. Thanks for the visit, as always.
All right, my friend. Take care.